Welcome back to Two G's in a Podcast with Graciela
And Gina. And we're going to take it back to some of our previous seasons and do our little segment that we like to call Am I the Asshole? And so we found a couple good stories for you guys, and they got a good little chuckle out of us, so I hope that you guys feel the same. Okay, so this one says, Am I the asshole for calling my wife a chunky monkey during sex to make a point about her double standard? It says, I, 27 male, stand at 5'10 and weigh 211 pounds. My wife, 28 female, stands at 5'5 and weighs 273 pounds. We've made strong hints from the very beginning that we like each other's body types. But before this incident, I have been very careful anytime the topic of her weight comes up. She's still very insecure about it, and I'm very insecure about my own weight. A few weeks ago, she started mentioning my weight as part of her dirty talk before, and sometimes even during sex. She also started touching my soft areas, and I told her a few times that I don't like it, but she keeps dismissing it. She says I'm too sensitive. The last time we had sex, I called her something I wanted to call a woman during sex but never did, as it would probably make the woman feel bad. Also, we're both white, so this isn't like a racial thing.
Oh my gosh.
He notes it, guys, okay? During sex, I called her a sexy chunky monkey. And I jiggled her love handles.
Oh my god.
She was on top, so I saw the look on her face. After the sex, she said I was very mean for calling her that, and I asked her about the things that she had said to me during sex. She said it's different since I'm a man and she's a woman.
Whoa.
And she said that there's a stigma against plus-size women. I told her I understand that and I'm sorry, but I'm not one of the people that's responsible for that stigma. So I told her I restrain my kinks to avoid making her uncomfortable, so she should do the same for me. She said that I'm trying to put her down because I like having an insecure fat wife. I asked her if she's putting me down as an insecure fat husband, and she said of course not, and I asked her what's the difference. She said she's a woman and I'm a man, so I'm asking the question on the very small chance that I'm missing something. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's not the asshole. I think that if I, because he says he told her before, like, stop doing that, right?
Yeah, she was doing it to him.
Right. So he told her to stop and she didn't. That automatically is like, okay, then, like, all bets are off the table. Because if I told you that something makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And if he had just been saying it to be, like, an asshole, then to me that would be different. But if this is something that he wanted to do and then he decided to do it because he's like, okay, well, if she don't care about what, like, you know, makes me uncomfortable, then she wouldn't really care about this. And, yeah, like, I don't think that he's wrong for that. I'm sorry. Like, it just, I don't think that she's being serious. Like, she's not. Because it does not matter if you are man or woman. If you have insecurities, like, everybody has insecurities. So,
yeah.
If I tell you as my partner, I don't want you to do this, and then you're, like, ignoring that, and then when I do it, it's an issue. It's like, how's that? How does that make sense? That doesn't make any sense.
I definitely think that this is just a very unserious situation overall. Like, she's mad, he's mad, now you're all mad. It's just like, who can be the maddest for the longest is kind of what this feels like this is approaching. But I do feel like if he's saying it like they're both plus size, like, I really can't imagine what either one of them looks like, because for me, like, I just need to see it one time and then I'll remember that forever. But
yeah,
I can't really, like, on my own draw up an image of someone that's 5'10 and 211 and someone that's 5'5 and 273. But if he's saying that they're both plus sized and that's like a kink that she clearly has, that's a kink that he has, then I feel like neither one of them can really be mad. Like, either set the boundary that you both can't do it or you both can do it. Like, what's it gonna be? But don't be like mad or whatever. So I just want to say that first. But at the same time, I do feel like he's being an asshole. Not really because she's calling him, like, something, he's calling her something. But I think for him to sit here and pretend that he does not kind of understand that there is more of a stigma about plus-size women versus plus-size men. And then also, he's, like, 5 inches taller than her and weighs, like, 60 pounds less.
Yeah.
So I think that him being large looks very different than it probably looks on her. How much does he wear? He's 211 and she's 273 and he's 5 inches taller.
Well, if 211 at 5'10 on a man, I don't think would look
that big,
I guess, like, everybody fat, like,
yeah,
accumulates differently, but 210, like a basketball player at 6, like something, is like 230 or like around that. Like, that doesn't seem like a lot to me.
Right.
Like, for 5'10,
yeah.
Like, you're definitely like a little bit overweight, but it can't be like people are looking at you like, oh, like he's really like obese. But if she's 5'5 and then she's almost 300 pounds, right, that's like a completely different. I didn't even consider that. Like, that's a pretty good point. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the one looking at the numbers, so it's like easier.
He should have drew a picture or something of like what they look like.
No, I'm saying because I think that like proportionally sits very differently on them, right?
For sure.
But I think that he's just being the asshole in the sense of acting as though he's not aware of how that stigma is different, but also the fact that that weight probably does look very different on her. Like, not even just because she's a woman, but also because she's 5 inches shorter than him and like 60 pounds heavier. So I think that that's where he's being the asshole, is trying to be like, it's not even that big of a deal. Like, why are you getting so mad about it? We're both like plus size. When in reality, it's like, I think that her explanation for, I don't like you calling me that because there is a stigma, because it is this, that, and third, is why he's being an asshole. And like, no, like, I'm really sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, no. If we're trying to imagine what like 250 looks like on an athlete at like 6'4".
Yeah.
And then
I think that this dude probably has like a dad bod. Like, that's what I'm envisioning. Like, he probably has like a little bit of a belly.
He's in his soft areas and it's literally just his tummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he probably just doesn't have a fucking six pack, which it's like most men don't.
Most people don't.
Yeah. Like, I don't. It does seem a little like, that's a really good point because I didn't even consider that. I do still think that she's an asshole because she should, like, regardless of what his body is compared to hers, if someone tells you they don't like something, you need to respect that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like, I can't allow you to be mad when you didn't respect my wishes. Yeah. And then I'm going to be in there, chunky monkey.
Stop.
Like, what are we talking about? Like,
I would also just like to point out, looking at this story, that it says, like, she started mentioning my weight as part of her dirty talk, and she started touching some of my soft areas. We're thinking soft areas is, like, tummy, right? Probably. It's just his stomach. He called her, it literally says, sexy chunky monkey, and then it goes, I jiggled her love handles.
Well, jiggled is crazy. No, jiggled, like, is crazy.
I think upon first glance, it's like, okay, you guys are just being silly. This isn't that serious. Like, no, like, you're not being an asshole. But then you're like, hold on.
When you really, really, really pay attention.
You can never side with the man.
I was listening to you, but I wasn't hearing you when you were telling this story. Because, no, like, jiggling really is insane.
Yeah, it's like the adjectives here are different. I wish that
he would have said, like, what she tells him.
Yeah.
So that there's, like, a better comparison.
She probably just calls him a big boy.
Yeah. Like it's not anything. Because men are so crazy. Like, that fucking scissors song. The big boy song?
I need a big boy.
And like, that's literally what she's probably doing.
The SNL song. Yeah. Too. It's all a skit. That's funny.
And that's really crazy.
Yeah.
She still should respect his boundaries, though. Like,
I think so. Maybe don't.
Right, because we wouldn't be here.
Right.
He would not have called you a chunky monkey if you listened to his wishes. That was a really good one. I don't think that I'm going to be able to follow up with one that is as good as that one, but this one really got a chuckle out of me because I was like, this is just like really petty.
Okay.
And I can see myself doing this. Last night, my husband and our 2-year-old daughter and I were at my in-laws. My sister-in-law and her husband and kids were there too. The topic of one of their cousin's kids going to university came up. We talked about how going to a good university helps in networking. I mentioned how I had gone to my first business analyst job because of my interviewer had also gone to U of T. Don't know what the fuck that is. At this point, my sister-in-law chimed in with U of T, so not the actual one. So I guess it would be like University of Maryland versus University of Maryland. What is the one that's like in Baltimore?
BC.
Yeah. UNBC. No, really? Not UMBC. It's like University of Global Campus or something like that. I'm assuming that's the comparison that she's making.
Okay.
My husband said politely that it's the same thing. And she just shrugged. I asked her where she went, and she said she went to U of T and added St. George campus. I then asked.
Where is that?
Just two bitches looking at each other. I then asked how she's using her degree.
Oh. Whoa.
I knew she's a stay-at-home mom, and that's why I'm here. A little bit of an asshole thing to say. She said she chose to be a stay-at-home mom and stopped talking to me. My husband thinks I was out of line. I didn't think it through when I said it. Just said what came to mind. He says her question was factless but not malicious. I said it was rude and that's what mattered, and the premise of it was just wrong. But I've been reconsidering it. She has texted him about how I was out of line, and he's told her it was just a misunderstanding between everyone and to let it go. Am I that asshole?
I'm going to say yes, because of the comment about, and I know that she's a stay-at-home mom, so, like, that's why, like, yeah. Like, she's trying to make a big deal out of going to some whatever university, but what difference does it make? Like, you're a stay-at-home mom. Like, it feels like she's trying to be snarky. At first, it's like, okay, I think that it was just a misunderstanding, and yeah, but...
See, my take is different. I think that the sister-in-law was trying to be like, girl, like, you didn't even go to the real U of T. But yeah, I think that if she was trying to be disrespectful with it, like, you didn't go to the real U of T. You went to the other campus, so it's like, she's trying to make it seem like she didn't really do something. So my response would have been the same. I would have been petty and been like, okay, but what are you doing with your degree? And I really don't think...
Who is who?
The sister-in-law is the one...
Sorry.
The sister-in-law is the one that said that the wife didn't go to the more prestigious university. Because the sister-in-law went to the more prestigious one.
Oh. Yeah. I thought that the stay-at-home mom and the university... receiver of question was like,
yeah, no,
the
this,
same person.
This, no. The stay-at-home mom is the one that went to the prestigious school.
Okay, okay.
So I would have said the same shit to her. Yeah. What did that big degree get you?
Well, I think she's still being like understanding the story correctly now.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I still feel like she's being an asshole, but in that sense, it's like warranted.
Yeah.
Because you're just being an asshole back to the person that started it.
Right. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Like, that's really what it comes down to. And if it's like, if the conversation is literally not even about us, it's literally about talking about schools that the like children can go to, and like going to an important school is like, yeah. And then I say, yeah, like, you know, I got my job because I went to U of T, and then the person that interviewed me also went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
And then your response was, wait, but did you go to the real one or like the fake one? It's like, that's not the lesson from the story that I'm telling. Like, you're just being an asshole.
No, for sure. I agree. And kind of, I feel like they probably have a lot of other deep-rooted family issues. Like, maybe she's one of those sisters that's in love with her brother type thing.
Right.
And is always trying to compete with the wife.
Because that's definitely a thing.
Yeah, because, like, why else would it be, like, that big of a deal? Like, I don't know. Because that's, like, when someone says that they went to, like, Penn State. But I think, like, Penn State and, like, Penn State College are different, maybe. Mm. So, I don't know. It's fuck Penn State. I went to UMD.
No, I don't.
Period.
I don't know. Wait, did you go to UMD or UNIV?
Twin University of Maryland, College Park. Don't play with us. No, bruh. But I hate when the families are weird too, like the wives or the husbands that are brought into the family, because you already feel like an outsider because you're being brought into someone else's family. But then to feel like you're constantly in competition with your husband's, like, sister or cousin or mom or, like, whoever that person is.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to, like, make conversation. You're, like, you're talking about your kids right now or, like, they're whoever, the children. You're talking about the children and their future. So why does that become a competition between your sister and your wife?
Right.
And your wife's not the one instigating, initially at least.
She did what she felt was appropriate.
I think people are just crazy. Like,
people just want to be petty for no fucking reason. Or just, like, disrespectful.
No, and I don't know. Like, marrying into one of them families, like, y'all some strong
soldiers. Like, we can't even have dinner without an issue. That's insane.
It's like they come over to your house for dinner and you made everything and they're like, you know, I make this, like, even better. Like,
yeah.
Mine is actually good. Like, this one's okay. But it's a little dry.
Did you put nutmeg in this? No. I can tell. Like, that's I would throw that shit in your face. Like, don't piss me off. Like, you're being
so
disrespectful.
Something really funny to me that happened a couple of years ago. I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast already. I feel like I have, because now that it's, like, loading up in my mind, I'm like, this feels familiar.
Well, let's hear it.
And my senior year of college, my roommates and I used to do family dinners. And one day, one of my roommates was cooking something, and she had made broccoli. And then it was time for us to eat. And one of the other girls who never cooked for anyone ever, except for this one time, it was nasty, guys. It was nasty. But she goes, did you put, like, chicken stock in the water, like, or, like, chicken bouillon when you were making the broccoli? Mm-hmm. And the roommate that cooked it was like, no, I just boiled it in water, or cooked it in water, whatever.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, well, you should try that next time. Like, try cooking it that way.
No.
Bro, how about you cook something for once?
What did you bring to the table?
It's like the biggest critics be the people that don't even know what's going on.
Don't contribute to not one fucking thing. And they have the most to fucking say.
First to sit at the table, last to put her money in for groceries. What's that about?
Right.
But anywho.
It's ridiculous.
Just bringing up old traumas. Okay, I have a story, but it's not like a Reddit, am I the asshole? Or it's not like a pre-made story. It's just something that I've been seeing on TikTok. Okay. I would like your take on if you think that the person is the asshole or not.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so you guys may or may not be familiar with Solid Core, and they do this thing every December that's like the Solid Core Challenge, and you have to go to however many classes.
Okay.
And if you go to that many classes, then there's different prizes that you can get based on,
like, the, like, throughout tiers. The U.S., they all get the same prize? Or
I believe so.
Okay.
But it's like, if you attend, like, 30 classes, then you get the sweatshirt, and everyone wants the sweatshirt, but if you only attend, like, 10 classes, then you get, like, a pair of socks.
Okay.
So it's like the better you do, like, the better the gift. And I believe that the gift is, like, different every year. So it's also kind of, like, an exclusive, like, elitism challenge, like, competition vibe going on, right?
Yeah.
So I saw this controversy recently on TikTok, and it's this guy who, it's during this little challenge, he decides to go to, I think it's, like, a 6 a.m. Solid Core class the day after Thanksgiving. So he goes to Solid Core, and the way that it works is they send you an entry code to get into the front door. It's not, like, the door is just unlocked whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And so he puts in the entry code, and he notices that no one's there.
Oh.
There's no other students, no other instructors. He looks around, he, like, waits a while, but he's,
you said,
like,
it's the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So are they even open?
No one was there.
Like,
he was able to book a class, though.
Oh.
So it wasn't like he just came to see if he could do a class. Like, you have to pre-book classes for Solid Core. So he was enrolled in this class, and he comes, there's no one's there. So something else that's important to note about this person is a couple videos prior, he had posted about how he had just attended his 1,000th Solid Core class.
Oh.
So he's very familiar with the studio, the exercises, and all that.
Yeah.
So he decides to give himself, like, a private session at Solid Core because he's like, well, I'm here. I signed up for this class. He knows his way around the studio quite well.
Okay.
So he goes ahead, and he's, like, vlogging all of this, mm-hmm. and he gives himself a little Solid Core class. And, like, halfway through, the instructor that was supposed to be there for the 6 a.m. class comes in, and she's like, oh, like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing? Because in Solid Core, like, the lights are down. It's, like, dark. There's music playing. So right. he has his music on. He has the lights down. He's doing exercises, holding the count. Like, he's doing all the things.
Yeah.
As if he has an actual instructor there, like, telling him what to do. And so the instructor kind of just, like, laughs it off and then continues the rest of the class as though she was, like, not gone for the first half of it and as if he wasn't giving him his own session. So
and there are still no other students here.
There's no other students there. Okay. It's just him and the instructor. So now it's, like, a one-on-one private training vibe. And so they finish the session, and then he goes home. He posts the video. Something else about this person is that he introduced his best friend to Solid Core. So they go to a lot of classes together. They're both familiar with all of the different instructors, the studio, and all of that.
Mm.
And they're kind of like friends with everyone who works there. So he posts this video on TikTok. The video, it doesn't go viral, but it gets a decent amount of views. It gets a little bit of, like, traction.
Yeah.
And because of this, the girls who work at that Solid Core, like the one who was supposed to be there, she's now telling this other instructor, oh my God, like, I'm going to get fired because I didn't come in on time and he posted this video and people are going to be able to see all of this stuff. And so she starts panicking. And instead of the instructor who didn't come to the class that day contacting the guy and being like, hey, like, I think I'm going to get in trouble, so could you just, like, take this down? The girl who she was telling it to, so this whole other instructor contacts him and starts blowing up his phone and, like, texting him saying, you need to delete that video. You need to take it down. You can keep the video up, but you can only keep the last 30 seconds. And, like, the last 30 seconds was after the instructor had came. And then him and the instructor had done, like, a little clip standing in the mirror, kind of, like, waving, like, after the class was over. So if it was just, like, the last 30 seconds, it would make it seem like the instructor was there the whole time. And he was, like, basically ignoring the person. He's like, you're not going to tell me what to do with my video.
Right.
So the instructor is also, like, calling him and stuff. And just to, like, be clear, this isn't the instructor that wasn't there. This was one of the other instructors that worked at the studio.
Okay.
And so he is just like, no, like, I'm not going to answer her. Like, I don't care. And then his best friend, the one that he introduced to Solid Core, starts texting him and being like, hey, like, you, like, need to take the video down. Like, the girls are going to get in trouble. I mean, just don't want there to be, like, any issues. And he's like, why are you choosing them over me? Right. I'm the one that introduced you to Solid Core, and now you're telling me what to do. I don't like that.
Right.
So now his mentality is, well, now this, like, BS happening at Solid Core is getting in between me and my friend. Like, it's causing a rift in our relationship, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
So he also says to his friend, he's like, if she has so much of an issue with it, she being the owner of this, like, particular location,
yeah,
then she needs to call me herself. He's like, I'm not answering this other girl. Like, I don't care. I don't have, like, I don't answer to her. I'm not going to speak to her.
Right.
So then the owner of the studio, minutes later, calls him.
Oh.
And he doesn't answer. Because he's like, oh, who was you?
Right.
But now he's even more mad at his friend because he was like, why would you tell her that? Like, why are you doing that? Why are you this playing the middleman?
Yeah,
like, why,
like,
are
this you doing planned. This?
So he's, like, low-key kind of beefing with his friend, and the owner's, like, blowing up his phone. He's just not responding because he's like, I don't care. Like, and I think that that's really funny of him because, like, a Solid Core membership that I'm assuming that he has based on his frequency of attending is probably, like, $300 a month.
Yeah.
So he's, like, I guess he's, like, he just paid too much to be there. So this is all happening, like, the day after he posts the video or something. The next day, he goes into Solid Core for his class.
He's still trying to get that hoodie. The fuck? Yeah. He do not give a fuck.
Same studio and everything. Not only did he go, but he vlogged.
Oh, him my going. God. Can we find out his birthday?
He's so funny. Like, he's so funny. And he answers to comments and stuff. And, like, mind you, this is not, like, a huge viral thing. It's very niche.
Okay.
There's, like, small creators talking about how they've seen this thing happening on this guy's page. The way that I saw it was his video that was like a follow-up to his vlog of himself giving himself his private Solid Core little session.
Mm-hmm.
And in that video, he basically was just saying, like, I don't care that they keep texting me. I'm not answering. I don't care. And I'm going to continue going to Solid Core.
Right. Because he is paying money. That hoodie needs to be one way or the other. So.
Yeah. And so the, like, simple solution here that would not cause issues with everyone is just if he took the video down, but he's not going to. So do you think that he's, like, an asshole for not taking the video down?
No. I absolutely do not. I'm always going to take the, like, if you give me a reason to be petty, like, be petty. Because, first of all, bitch, you're late to the class. Like, let's start. Like, I could have made an issue of you being late to the class,
yeah,
right? So let's start there. I didn't make it an issue. I just thought it was, like, silly. And yeah, it was just like, let me record my experience. Like, when else is this going to happen to me that I'm, like, here by myself? And then she clearly didn't have an issue with him recording because you said that there's, like, a part where she's, like, waving in the mirror.
Yeah, it's, like, them together.
Yeah. So it's, like, she clearly didn't have a problem with it. Once she saw that it was getting traction, then she's like, oh, shit, I might get fired.
Yeah.
But you should have been at work on time.
Right.
And I don't think that you would get fired off of being late one time. Like, if you're, like, continuously late, then that's, like, another thing. But I don't think they would fire. I would hope they don't fire her over, like, being fired, like, late one time.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, I don't. And then it's, like, if you have a problem with it, you should have addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, at this point, he just has to stand up for himself because you got everybody in the class telling me that I should do this. One of them being my best friend. And that's a fake ass bitch right there.
Yeah.
Because what do you mean your best friend is telling you what the strangers are telling you to do? Because he's taking their side.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't even know these people if it weren't for you.
Right.
Like, right, you're pissing me off so bad.
Yeah. I think that the instructor, if there was going to be any way to, like, reprimand her, that should have just been the route that they took instead of trying to cover up their tracks, basically, because I think that Solidcore is probably very strict, I would imagine. But I think that for this situation, like, the girl probably would have been given some grace because it was the day after Thanksgiving. I'm pretty sure he said he was, like, the only person signed up for the class, so the instructor probably thought that he would see that and cancel. But they clearly...
It was also at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
But they clearly didn't correctly weigh his dedication to, like, this Solidcore challenge and getting this hoodie, so.
Yeah, no, I think that if I would have seen that video, I just would have thought, wow, this is pretty silly, and he's really dedicated to getting his fucking gains because... Yeah. I would have just gone home. I literally would have just gone home, like, called, it's 6 in the morning, I'm going back to sleep.
No, his physique is insane. Like, he's definitely one of the people where if they offered to him, like, oh, we'll still mark it down as you completed the class today, even if the class didn't actually happen, he seems like the type of person to be like, no, I want to do the class. Like, I want to these planks right now. Like, I want to do these lunges.
Well, he's clearly dedicated. He taught himself 1,000 classes and then he just was like I'm gonna do this shit myself.
His physique is insane, like, his abs are crazy. It's like so funny. But and apparently in the comments people were like asking him questions and he was responding, and he said that he is like, he works with finance bros or something. I guess he's like an accountant or I don't really know what finance is outside of accounting, if I'm being honest with you, if it even includes accounting. I don't know, actually. I didn't go to school for that. I wouldn't know. I'm a doctor of law, not finance. But people were like, oh, ha, like, it's funny that he's, like, a finance dude, because they're, like, they're not afraid of confrontation. Like, confrontation is afraid of them. And so they're like, that plays into a lot why he's like, I don't care that everyone in the studio is mad at me. I'll be here tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Matter of fact, call me, and once she calls me, we can get it sorted out. If she can get me to pick up the phone.
Right.
Like, that's pretty funny.
Which he might, like, after he wins the hoodie. Like, maybe he'll be open to negotiations, but not a second before. I think his name is, like, Anthony or something. So if you guys see that, or if you've seen it or whatever, like, there you go.
Well, Anthony, I hope you get that hoodie. I really do.
Yeah. But I don't have no more, like, updates on him. He hasn't posted anything else that I've seen yet.
Girl, they probably jumped him.
Oh.
Get real serious. But, yeah, I think that's it for today from us.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Got a little laugh, a little giggle out.
Thank you for listening. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram. Fill out the Google form.
If you so may please.
I was going to say the exact same fucking thing.
Hello.
But yeah, thanks for listening. Two bad bitches. Like a bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.